Commuters in Phoenix are looking for gasoline this morning. A ruptured pipeline has cut off a third of the city's gas supply, and many service stations are out of fuel. Mark Moran reports from member station KJZZ.
It's an eerie scene. Driving down the city's major streets, the pumps at most of the service stations, normally congested with cars and trucks, are cordoned off with bright yellow tape. People wander around slowly in their cars, with windows down and the air conditioner off in 111-degree heat to conserve gas, hoping to find just one station open. When they do find one, the lines are long. The gas is expensive, over $2 a gallon as opposed to $1.40 a week ago, and rising hourly. Drivers are disgusted.
I'm going to run out of gasoline in line.
The lines at this Diamond Shamrock station on a street corner in the Phoenix suburb of Mesa stretch for a quarter mile down both streets.
That's good. Just get to the next pump. Thanks. That's a 12.
Barbara, the clerk here, has come out from behind the counter to direct traffic that's descended on her station, three cars wide. But by and large, she says, people have been pretty patient.
We've only had about three or four people yelling and screaming obscenities. Other than that, everybody's helpful. If I ask someone to move or back up, or actually some guys have been helping me make people move.
Mesa resident Patty Westwood, whose small truck's running on fumes as she waits in line to get gas, thinks state officials did a poor job warning people about potential problems at the pump.
I think that we should have known sooner, and I think there should be something more organized about where to find the gas. You know, I did get on an internet site, but I actually went to my service station where I always buy my gas, and he told me to come over here, even though they were out. And I asked him when he would have gas. He's like, 2 hours to 2 days, I don't know. I think the gas stations know when they have a truck coming in, and I think they should let their customers know that.
Distributors are trucking gas into Phoenix now. State officials have said that there's not a gas shortage here, but a problem getting stored fuel distributed to service stations. The pipeline operated by Houston-based Kinder Morgan carries about a third of Phoenix's gas from El Paso, Texas to Phoenix through Tucson. So, when the pipe was shut down earlier this month following a small rupture, supplies dwindled and, according to state officials, panic buying ensued. The situation grew critical Sunday. Serious enough that Arizona Governor Janet Napolitano cut short her trip to the National Governors Association to come home and appeal for calm.
Right now, I'm asking people to voluntarily take a deep breath and not to top off their tanks. We're monitoring the situation closely. If we don't see demand starting to come down, we're going to have to look at alternative measures.
Since it has no refineries of its own, Arizona relies completely on other states for its gasoline, most of which comes from two pipelines, one from Texas, one from California. It's a system that's starting to show its age in one of the biggest and most rapidly growing cities in the country, a city that is extremely dependent on the automobile.
Well, I don't think I'd use the word antiquated. I think maybe in the sense that the line that did go down is, I believe, 50 years old.
Mark Ellery is an energy policy advisor with the Arizona Department of Commerce. He says while the pipeline itself isn't all that old, the distribution system that this bustling city relies on, just two pipelines, is increasingly risky.
In light of what's happened, I think it's a good indicator that we need to look more closely at this and sort of as a backup, look into the future and think of ways to prevent this from happening again, whether or not that is, quote-unquote, updating the overall system by expanding the pipeline, adding a refinery into the state.
But for now, Mesa resident Patty Westwood's hoping her small truck, also running on fumes, will make it another 40 feet to that gas pump.
I think it's a good wake-up. Say, you know, we do take a lot of things for granted. I know I do.
For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Phoenix.